Welcome to this coaching course called Clear Thinking. Over the last 20 years in my career, I've spent a lot of time teaching on what is the influence of your thoughts and your mind upon your life, and especially your faith life. This has led me to realize that people always live from the inside out. No matter how hard you try to avoid the things that's on the inside and put up a mask and behave or act in a way that you are not really programmed on the inside, it's not going to work. You cannot be bigger on the outside than what you are on the inside. The truth is, internal success precedes external success. Let me give you an example. Imagine you want to go on a diet. You will find all the best strategies and best diet plans that's out there. And however hard you try, you'll find yourself failing after a week, 2 weeks, maybe even a month if you have a lot of discipline. Unless you change the internal motivation for doing that, a diet is going to be the most difficult thing that you'll ever do, because you will always be internally pressured or motivated to use food to satisfy emotions. Unless you change your whole mindset around food, that food is there to fuel your body and it is there to keep you healthy, and that becomes your internal drive and your motivation, it's going to be very difficult for you to say yes to healthy food and no to unhealthy food. So before you jump into any endeavor that you take on, it is important for you to make sure that you have the right perspective and right mindset in the way that you approach this. Unless you change the way that you think about it, you are not going to be able to act upon it. I have listened to many business coaches, in particular, trying to help people set up their business. They will immediately start to help you with branding and sales pitches. They will help you to put together strategy and tactics for your business. But so many people still fail, even though they try these tried and true methods that everybody claims will make you a success. We have all come to the point where we realize that becoming an overnight success is not there, and most business coaches will tell you, what I am presenting you is not going to make you rich quick. But still, they go ahead and they tell you how to do certain things that's outside of yourself. But I have come to find that very few of them will help you to create the mindset around how to approach business, how to approach from your own particular strengths what you need to do. And this is what I want to focus on during this coaching course called Clear Thinking. Now, there's going to be a lot of exercises that we're going to do. It's going to be very practical. I'm going to give you a lot of things that you have to dig inside of your soul and bring them out. And some of it might be very exciting, some of it might be encouraging, and some of it might be very challenging. But I want to encourage you not to give up. This, at the end of the day, is a lifelong journey. This is not a sit-down, once-off exercise that I'm going to give you to do. Some of it might be something that you sit down once and you do it. But the majority of what we're going to do through this coaching course is going to help you to take care of a garden. A garden is not something that you only tend to once and then you leave it. When you leave it, weeds will start growing and it will deteriorate. And that is the same with your mind. If you just leave it up to default, it's going to default to the input that it gets from the external world that you live in, your culture, your peer pressure, and maybe even fears that you get from media, or even some brokenness that you have inside of you that you haven't dealt with yet. To take care of a garden, you need constant maintenance. And it is the same with your mind and these exercises that we're going to be doing through this coaching course. You need to understand that this is something that is ongoing. It is something that you need to maintain on a constant basis. But we will look at everything through this coaching course and give you a starting point, a platform. For lack of a better word, a framework or a recipe that you need to follow in order to make sure that you always stay motivated with the right intentions. Before we start, I also want to encourage you not to make any drastic changes to your life until you have done everything throughout this coaching course. Now, this whole coaching course has 5 modules. It's called Clear Thinking. It is an acronym CLEAR. It stands for Commitment, Legacy, Establishing, Attitude, and Relationships. In every one of these modules, we will take a different approach on what you need to do to establish proper foundations in your life to be motivated with the right intentions. So I don't want you to take huge risks, and when you do something, you just say, now I'm going to change everything in my life, and I'm going to jump blindly into quitting my job and starting a business, or going to ministry, or do anything radical like that. Be patient, give yourself time, and work through these exercises very diligently. I want to encourage you to find a friend or somebody that can do this with you. There's always power when you do this together and when you discuss it with someone. So after you've done the exercises, get your husband, your wife, a good friend, or somebody that you know can be honest with you about the things that you've written down. In so many cases, you will find that you do these exercises, and if you're going to be brutally honest with yourself, some of them might seem negative. So you would be tempted to make them look better than what they really are. And this is exactly where you're going to be failing. And this is the reason why I'm saying you need to find someone that can be very honest with you and that can give you insight into your blind spots and tell you, listen, I think you maybe have underestimated yourself in this point or overestimated yourself over there, and help yourself to find this balance. At the end of the day, the purpose of this coaching course is to help you live from design. Too many people live out of fear, live out of past brokenness, or live in a place where their culture or their peer pressure drives their motivation. They live in fear of people's opinions. And that is probably the worst thing that you can do. The Bible says fear of man is a trap. And we don't want to live in that trap. We want to live in a place where we please God. We want to live in a place where our ultimate aim is to do the things that God has called us to do very uniquely. Now, too many people don't live from design, they live from expectation that they perceive other people expect of them. So throughout this coaching course, you're going to do a lot of exercises that will be very unique to yourself. And I am thinking of Samson in Scripture. There was an incident where he had to fight against 1,000 Philistines. He took a donkey jaw and he beat them all up with this donkey jaw. And then Scripture says that he threw the donkey jaw away. He did not do what we do in our modern world, and he packaged this donkey jaw and he said, this can kill 1,000. He started selling and replicating this. No, he had one donkey jaw. He fought the Philistines and he threw it away. This is the same with every battle in Scripture. Whenever you look at a battle, you don't see two battles that God gave people that they fought in the same way. Every single one of them were unique. David used a stone to kill Goliath, but Elijah called fire out of heaven. Every person is unique, and you need to, throughout this coaching course, spend time in prayer with God saying, Lord, you need to help me to find whom you made me. I want to live your unique design for your glory and not live in the fear of people. So let's go on this coaching course together over these next 5 modules. Do dig in as deep as you can, and let's find out the reason why God designed you and placed you here on the earth.